Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready because we're going to be here for the next 3 hours covering it all. Every week it gets more intense. In fact, I'm almost afraid to go to sleep at night because I wake up to a new, more openly tyrannical world every day when I get up. Got up this morning at about 6 a.m., went over to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and saw this headline. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. And on the Kudlow Report, they sit there with all the hosts and all the guests saying, yes, global government, New World Order run by banks. And then they basically end up saying, well, they do know best, global government run by banks. And people are like, well, that's good news that they're admitting it. Yeah, it shows that we're so far down the line and world government is so big now that it's getting ready to really come out in the open after staged crises that these criminals are going to roll out. In fact, let's go to a small clip of this and then coming back in the next segment, I'm going to play the whole thing. And we've got troops and tanks and checkpoints all over the country, high school basketball games, San Francisco, St. Louis, Austin, Texas, just armored vehicles, troops, checkpoints, armed Marines, armed Army, searching your cars. And when you criticize it, they go on the news. We have an article out today and say you're a conspiracy theorist. Not that you warned this was coming, but now if you don't like it, you're a conspiracy theorist, which means a heretic I guess the founding fathers were the bad guys, too. According to the corrupt empire. And then I saw these clips this morning of a compilation of all these preachers going, it is of the Lord to do what even a bad government says. You are being judged. Submit to evil. Become a slave of government. It's the clergy response teams. They're just all over TV. The preachers are, being a slave of government is good. You will do whatever they're told. You will take the shots. You will turn in your guns. I mean, it is diabolical. The takeover that's getting ready to happen. Everything we've seen so far is just the warm-up. And I'm going to break all that down today, but let's play a clip. And by the way, this video is up at Infowars.com, up at the top. And I've asked Kurt to add to it the Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes articles I've done, you name it, going back 5 years showing they were starting in financial papers to admit, okay, mega banks do run things. Okay, they are going to be authoritarian. Like that Financial Times of London article 3 years ago. And now for world government. That guy was at Bilderberg this year, their foreign editor. He said, yeah, we're authoritarian. Yeah, we've been secretive. Yeah, we're going to enslave you. Sit down and shut up. But you're still a conspiracy theorist for not liking it. Let's go ahead and play a clip. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil.
We're going to play the whole thing when we come back. But they go through this whole discussion and end up saying, thank God the bankers are there. And that's the talking point in the Financial Times and the Economist. They put the talking points out. That's what they've been saying, getting everybody ready for this.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 25th day of June 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and these are certainly perilous times that we are in. It is the best of times and the worst of times. There are parallel forces going throughout history and society, the forces of good and enlightenment and honor and compassion and beauty and duty and everything that is a blessing. And there are the competing forces of envy, hatred, destruction, death, pain, humiliation, ugliness, and those that love darkness, those that are attracted to its dark light and who kneel before it and worship at its wicked flame, because deep down they're afraid of it, so they try to join with it, or they're seeking after power. There are those parallel forces. So it's not just the evil New World Order out there and all their minions and all their mercenaries and all their different classes and brigades of different miscreants that serve darkness for different reasons. There are those of us who have the force of good, the force of moral authority on our side. It has been said throughout history, if God be with us, who can be against us? Even if you don't believe in God, the first thing the globalists want you to do is not believe in God. Or if you do, believe one of their plastic, paid-for, FEMA-funded clergy response team preachers that says submit to tyranny, be a slave to government. That's taught from pulpits nationwide. It's a federally globalist-written sermon. You see this idea of Obi-Wan is here and the Force is with him. People say, oh, you're talking about the force of good or having justice on your side, or the universe bends towards justice, as many philosophers have said. People say, oh, well, that's just a movie. Well, yes, that's a movie imitating life, not us imitating a movie. But it's not some magical force where you're lifting rocks and things or choking someone. It's the moral force of having right on your side. George Washington called it providence. And it's at times like these that we need to understand we're not alone. And providence is on our side. For whatever reason, when you're doing the right thing and you get past the fear and you stand up against evil, amazing things happen. The system is scared of you. These banksters have overreached with all their social engineering, all their propaganda, all their weapons. They still have to work through, in their view, imperfect vessels. They have to work through police and military and bureaucrats who are not completely evil or not completely turned over to the New World Order or not completely ignorant of what's happening. That's why the system wants to go to a cashless society with robot drones, robot ground forces, UGVs, MIT, the Pentagon, say, so that the orders of the controllers, who are illegitimate hijackers, cannot be ignored. The troops in mass have refused the anthrax shots in two different rounds, the smallpox shots in two different rounds, because they start shooting them up and they start dying. The police have refused unlawful orders, we later learned, in Katrina, and the military. Large groups of them refused to confiscate guns. Large groups actually said yes as well. But there were entire units and entire sections that said no. You're never going to hear about that, though. That's why it takes years till we learn about it. There is a battle going on every day versus darkness and light. What does light do? It brings understanding. It brings discernment. It brings clarity. Darkness is confusion, stumbling. You know, your house during the day is a safe place to be. You ever gotten up half awake to go to the bathroom or go get a glass of water, and you go and you stumble over your children's Tonka truck, or you stumble over a chair and almost break your neck? I know that's happened to me. That's the difference between the light and the dark. And those of us that sit here and have more light than others, those that have had more discernment or more research or had parents or mentors that warned us and schooled us early on, we look at people that aren't aware of all this and we're like, you're morons, you're sheeple, you're idiots, because they're in darkness. They're victims, most of them. They're compartmentalized. That's what compartmentalization is. It is darkness. It is darkness. But even in the darkness, as the great culling, as the great evil of world government designed to shut off the resources and reorganize society during the crisis, as this great orgy of death and pain and humiliation and war and pestilence approaches, everybody can feel it in their gut and see it intellectually. As it approaches, the system is having to decloak. And so even though people are in a trance-like, dumbed-down state, now they can see it, because even if they are in the dark, they can feel it grabbing them in the dark. They can smell it, and it doesn't smell good. Oh, we're in darkness, but people can feel it in their gut, and they can smell it. If the globalists convert to this pure world government, hell is going to be released. You need to understand that. They're not in full control yet. They're far from it. And they have committed themselves and the world into incredible crises in an all-or-nothing, chips-on-the-table, all-in commitment. Evil is committed. And what is the goal of the New World Order? They tell their minions 90% kill. That's a deception. The goal of this system, boy, makes me believe my Bible. Not the one the preachers teach, but the one I've read, the King James. What's the devil want to do? Kill, steal, destroy. Know a tree by its fruits. And I don't mean to preach here, folks, but this is the world we're entering right now. And you better get right with God. And you better... I've got newscast coming up where they are endorsing troops on the streets to fight crime. First, it's a drill. Now, it's good to have them here in St. Louis. Hundreds of giant armored vehicles in the neighborhoods. Hundreds. To quote, and we had police calling yesterday. One of them broke down crying, saying, yeah, they say it's for the American people during martial law. And I said, who? He goes, the militia. That's what, that's people that are awake to the takeover. We're the Americans that know we got captured by foreign banks. We're aware of what happened. We've got not even the courage, but we're good people, so we must oppose it. It's not courage. I don't even believe in courage. It's either you're going to stand against evil or you're not. It's not a question. There is no fear. The only fear is letting this thing take place, letting this thing win. A lot of you have decided to go ahead and join the side of evil. I know a lot of military and a lot of police, a lot of bureaucrats, a lot of corporate people think you're on the winning team and kind of get off on it and think evil's kind of sexy and, hey, you're part of something big. You're going to be destroyed. You statistically, historically, but it's also a spiritual law, are in a far worse position than anyone when we go through these scenarios. So I wouldn't want to be you. You think it's all fun to be corrupt right now and you're getting fat off of it financially and your ego's getting fat off of it? That's a hog getting fattened up for slaughter, because you're entering the season now, the season of the feast, the feast of evil. And let me tell you, it's 262 million non-military combatants that government killed last century, and all of that was nothing but a test. We stand at the absolute precipice right now. All of the evil. You've had plenty of chances to hear about it. You've been had plenty of chances to be warned. Historically, that's a universal law as well, that you're going to be warned. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times. You're going to be warned over and over and over and over and over again. And then when the hammer drops, there is no mercy. You need to understand that. You can call it what you want. Karma, reap what you sow, whatever. Every culture knows. And that's what it is to be God-fearing. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear nothing else. In fact, the only fear I do, I can feel God. I can feel ashamed of my works as dirty rags. And I look at these haughty, full of themselves people out there who have no idea what they're part of, have no idea what this planet is. A giant testing ground for our spirits. That's what it is. Look at the fantasticness all around you. What do you think this is? This is a test. You shouldn't be worried about getting arrested and tortured and killed. You shouldn't be worried. You should be worried before all this starts that you're not out there warning as many people as you can right now about what's coming down the road. Because let me tell you, once they drop the hammer, ladies and gentlemen, and once the night really falls, we ain't seen nothing yet. Now, The articles are all at Infowars.com. I'm going to get to it later in the article, and we'll have open phones in the next hour. And we have a Gen 21 guest fighting the globalist standardized takeover joining us for 30 minutes of the third hour. Then we'll continue with news. But when we come back from break, I'm going to play most of this and then break it down. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. That's at Infowars.com. And here's a quote. We are absolutely slaves to central bankers. See, they're like, oh, there is a global government just overnight. And they're now, again, for several years, there's different stratas of political classes. But in the Financial Times of London, in The Economist, in all these other elitist publications, that's for the sub-elite, the professor type, the financial newscaster, and they're all smart enough to know, oh, they'll move from the regional level if they sing off that piece of music. See, most people just do whatever it takes to go up the ladder, to have a better house and a better golf course and a better trophy wife. And they sell their, you know, a euthanized grandma. You don't have to mess with it. You know, euthanized dad and ma. You know, they're just pure mercenaries. They don't care. They're into themselves. They're totally empty people. And so the talking point for about 3-4 years is, yeah, there's world government run by bankers, and they'll implode the world economy. If you don't give them what they want, might as well join with them. And the average yuppie at that level goes, yeah, Alex, it's real. I'm joining with it. Oh, that's a real good idea. Again, I'll use a movie analogy. It's like Gandalf to Saruman. He goes, we must join with Sauron. And he says, join with Sauron? What are you crazy? A new time is upon us. There's a shift. You must join it to be destroyed. That's the idea. And that's why they've now reached the point to the mainline audience. There's a global government run by bankers. Yes, they don't want national sovereignty. And yes, you're going to take 4 shots. And yes, the army's standing by if you don't like it. They're getting ready to use all this power. Way up north, to Alaska. Way up north, to Alaska. North to Alaska. Go north, the rest is on. All right, we've got a gigantic news blitz on incredible developments in the economy, you name it, coming up. Troops all over the country doing DWI checkpoints, regular Army, regular Marines. Now they are saying St. Louis, oh, we like the military here. You know, other countries have it. It'll lower crime. Big, heavy armored vehicles and tanks. They actually have treaded tanks going down the streets, which I didn't even know that till I watch some other newscasts. That absolutely ruins the streets. And it's totally there to acclimate everybody. And I've talked to police, not just the police officers on air yesterday from St. Louis, but off air. And it is actually waking up a bunch of them. Yeah, I mean, they're telling them they're going to be hit by a terror attack for sure in October, and that it's going to be domestic militias. Come on, police. How many times have you seen government provocateurs some action? If the feds blow up the St. Louis, Missouri police station or something, you better know they did it. Because who runs the feds? The foreign ruthless bankers. It's in the New York Times that the UN lines up people in Africa and mows them down to take their property. Here is the article, the video's up at Infowars.com. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. Here's a quote. We're absolute slaves of central banks. And again, it's already been in all the big elite financial publications. Well, it was in those 30 years ago when they set up the Trilateral Commission 35 years ago. They admitted the whole plan. Global government, 3 regions, derivatives, implode the economies, get them into debt, fraudulently take over, stealth integration. And it was publicly published because they know the public doesn't report on it because the mainstream media doesn't cover it. But when do you know they're getting ready to drop the hammer? When they start having thousands of drills with the military everywhere, and you go to the high school baseball game or football game or basketball game, and there's regular Army or Marines there searching people, you're getting close. When you drive up to TSA checkpoints on the highway, you're getting close. It's starting nationwide. When they order hundreds of armored pillboxes, you're getting close. When they order 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 cal, you're getting close. When they start going, yeah, we won't let you leave the country with your money, or we'll ban your travel extrajudicially, or we'll ban you buying guns outside of law, you're getting close. When they start getting ready for all these giant wars and the Russians start threatening to nuke, you're getting close. Let's go ahead and go to part of this clip. Again, they're uncloaking. They don't uncloak until they're about to fire. Use another movie analogy. It seems to work. When do the Klingons fire? They have to turn off their cloaking device. They just uncloaked. Oh, what do you think they're about to do? Unless we scream bloody murder and point out what's happening, they're going to acclimate. And that yuppie that just thinks they're on the winning team because they say, yes, 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 the system, who's been calling you a kook, warning them about world government run by central bankers, they're now going to go, oh, well, yeah, Bob, it is world government run by them. They're the experts. And at that point, you got to go, Bob, you idiot. They imploded things by design to get control. I told you I was right. You were the fool. Apologize to me. Because let me tell you something. Once this thing goes into the next phase, they're setting this control grid up because they're going to create a total hardcore collapse level depression to reorganize society. Do you understand that? Because you've got to get that yuppie out of their trance of thinking they're on the winning team. It's like a child in make-believe. That's what Stockholm Syndrome is about a third of people. It's actually gotten worse in studies. People are getting more weak-minded. If you're in captivity, U.S. soldiers held by the North Koreans, you name it, about a third start worshiping their abusers and start defending them. And they do that because of make-believe. People want to make believe that, well, I'm with the New World Order because I'm going along with it. No, you're not, you idiot. Well, I'm with the New World Order because I... No, you get the deadly shots, you get the fluoride, your kid gets cancer, your wife gets cancer, you get cancer and die young. You're not part of the power structure. You're not part of the New World Order team. Get it through your maggot-filled head. Listen to me, you idiots that serve this system, okay? Listen to me. You are going to wish to God you'd have done something now if we aren't able to stop what's coming down the road at us. You cowards out there have no idea what we're facing. If you could see it from deep study, I've got the whole image of this thing, 3D, rolling at us. And let me tell you something. If you could see it, if you'd really studied this, you'd know all you could do was fight it. Because there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to go. The only action is defeating this. The only action is resisting it. The only action is busting your hind end to get the word out on it. This thing is pure death. I'll get to the clip when we come back. And all the other clips. And cops calling up, breaking down, crying, because they're being told they're getting ready to call in airstrikes against the American people. And the cops started crying. He doesn't know he's compartmentalized. What he said isn't a secret. They've got to get all this ready in policy. It's public. The Secretary of the Army says they're preparing airstrikes on us. The final countdown, a world government run by psychopathic control freaks whose religion is eugenics, poisoning and dumbing you down, destroying our families, bringing in absolute, pure, and total enslavement. We don't have a choice. Kneel and be run over by the globalists or struggle against them now. All right. Enough of my talk. Let's go ahead and go to this video. If you want to watch it as a radio listener, we're about to play the audio. It's up at Infowars.com. And I've asked Kurt Nimmo to add some of the other examples of where they're suddenly going. Oh, yeah, there's a world government, and it's authoritarian. You know, the Financial Times of London, the Economist magazine, they're all saying it. It's good to be authoritarian. The bankers know best. And then we just point out, these are the people that have engineered all this. I'm also going to get him to post under it the Obama deception and fall of the Republic. Obama deception's 3.5 years old, and it's prophetic. Everything in it happened exactly as we broke down. Really, it's not prophetic. The globalists have a public blueprint, but it seems prophetic to folks. It freaks them out. And then fall of the Republic, which was part two of that. And it's got everything you need to know. You got friends and family that you can send them this clip and go, here's your God, mainstream media, admitting that we're run by foreign banks, that we pay our taxes to them. And then here's Alex Jones 3.5 years ago saying exactly how they do it and what would unfold next and giving you the list of countries as they'd be imploded. And then each time they'd say, oh, we'll save you if you just give us trillions more, this country. I mean, I don't know. Do people want to know exactly what's going on? I mean, Or is it, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to go watch a basketball game. You know, LeBron James or whatever. Okay, great, great. I mean, if you like globalists ruling over you and thinking you're idiots and being able to get away with any crime they want and building FEMA camps and re-education centers, and you think, well, I'll just go along with things, I'll be okay. They're gearing up for a total collapse. And then I saw a reply video to one of the videos I did on preparations for martial law. And the guy's like, Alex, you've got it backwards. Yes, they're preparing for martial law, but because they want to protect us during a collapse. As if he was telling me something I didn't know. I've told you since 1998 with precision, been on air since 95, with economists that they were going to sell trillions in derivatives fraudulently, too big to fail, and then implode the economy, posing as the saviors in the emergency reorganization that is Agenda 21. And we've talked about Agenda 21 now since I was on air 17 years ago. I get calls and emails going, you never cover Agenda 21. Have you heard of that? As people wake up to this. This is the emergency receivership bankruptcy plan, but we weren't really in bankruptcy. We were maneuvered into it. Our debt's $15 trillion to the bankers, whose debt is $1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. Cities are going bankrupt and going into corporate receivership, and they say there's no more city council in Michigan and Rhode Island. A foreign corporation owns the town now and can take your property if they want and raise taxes 500% if they want. I mean, it's right out of RoboCop or something. You know, where Detroit goes bankrupt so the foreign corporation takes over. This is exactly what's going on. I'm going to say it again very slowly. The United States was taken over and conquered by a hostile corporate takeover. That's what the New World Order is. The British intelligence in 1922 set up the Council on Foreign Relations publicly to merge the United States with the British Empire that was about to implode. They don't. Countless globalists have written history books, like Carol Quigley, Georgetown political scientist, admitting the whole thing. This is not my opinion. Everything's happening exactly as I've said it would happen because they admit it. It's their plan. It's like if I drive out of here and get on I-35 and point my car north, I will go to Dallas. And when I get to Dallas 4 hours later, it is not because I'm psychic. It's a road. I have a road map. I've been there. I know where it's going. It is going to re-education camps, forced inoculations, cancer rates 20,000 times. I mean, if they're up 10,000% with kids on average, 2,000 to 3,000 depending on the cancer with adults, I mean, they're killing us. I have all those documents. They're spiking the water, the food. They're murdering us. The corn we eat that's GMO kills the bugs that eat it, but they say it's safe for us to eat and causes all the rats that eat it to have organ failure. Do you get it? Do you get the reason it's so hard to beat this is it's so off the chart diabolical and evil, people just can't compute. I understand that, okay? All the time, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and it's like I've been punched in the chest, and I'm like, oh, it's all real. Because you'll wake up for a second like, oh, and you're relaxed. You're at a place where you're, oh, and you're like, oh, no, the New World Order. Oh, it's all real. Oh. You know, I understand not wanting to believe this. Believe me. But not believing reality is going to get us in trouble. You can be on hallucinogens and walk out on a 50-story balcony and say, I'm a butterfly, and jump off. Folks, you're not a butterfly. If you don't have a parachute on, you're dead. You're dead. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You are dead. You are dead. You are dead. Okay? So the only way out of this is to realize what's happened and to get the word out. And if I can hit that zeitgeist with the public, we've got the platform to do it. If we can reach people with this information and break through, because I know people are like, oh, this is scary, I don't want to hear it. Doesn't matter. It's real, Bubba. It ain't going away just because you wish it would, okay? Believe me. I can't tell you the hundreds of times I wake up at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, I wake up, and I wake up thinking about fishing or hiking or my children, you know, doing something fun. And then I go, oh, but the New World Order, oh, it's all real. And then for some reason forgot, that's Stuart Rhodes calling me. For some reason I forgot to turn my ringer off. And I wake up and it's just like, oh, and I said to myself, oh, it's not real. It's not real. No. I guess when I've just woken up, that's a weak place. And in my psyche, I'm like, no. It's not as bad. Because my instinct is get out of the country. You know, when you wake up and then all the news that you know and the research hits you and you're like, oh, this can't be true. I understand why you're in denial. I am in denial. I'm in denial about how real this is. Even when I'm conscious and awake and focused, because it's so over the top. It's over the top. And we're not going to beat this by half measures. I've told media, I've told bureaucrats, police, preachers, anybody in a power position, that you better start doing what you can to get the word out about this. You better, A, decide what side you're on, and then B, realize the globalists have already profiled you. Even if you didn't know that you were going to wake up, they already knew you were going to wake up. You've already been profiled. They're coming after everybody. They poison the entire water supply. They poison the entire food supply. They're targeting everybody. They've got armored globalist Pentagon, UN seed vaults and animal DNA vaults all over the world guarded with robot guns. You think I'm joking? Look it up. They have got giant bunkers everywhere. Giant railways everywhere. This is Moonraker. And of course, you know that was written by Mr. Fleming, who was MI6 and OSS in World War II. And he admitted before he died, he said, all of these are things that really happened or came close to happening or things that we discussed. Moonraker, world government industrialist with 100 other top world leaders who want to kill everybody on Earth and create a utopia, and they're going to release a bioweapon to do it and go up to a space station for a year while this happens and then go back down to Earth. But in the real Moonraker, they're not planning to go off-world. They're planning to go underground. And they've got bioweapons that are timed out. I mean, if they admit they've got airborne Ebola and mouse pox and all this that killed 90%+ of people, imagine what they've really got. It's probably 50 years advanced. Lyme's disease is just one little accursed gift they gave us. It's basically weaponized syphilis carried around in a tick from Plum Island. This is the type of people we're talking about. So a lot of you people that serve evil, you think you're on a winning team and stuff. You are not on a winning team. You just hitch your wagon to an express elevator to hell. And I'm not talking about when you die. All right, that's enough for me. Said that about 80 times. Here is the audio of the video. It's at Infowars.com, red linked, top of the site. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. We are absolute slaves to central banks. And again, they're saying this everywhere now. Here is the clip.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend lower.
Mr. LeCamp, do we work for the central bankers?
We know that.
Mr. LeCamp,
we do. This is a free. We do. Look, markets are driven by policy now. They're not driven by market forces. They're
right.
Driven by fiscal cliffs. They're
all right,
driven
let's stop
by
right there. So there you have it. They love to be slaves of the market, but they're slaves of the bankers. That's what Ron Paul's always said. And these aren't free market bankers. They use the money and they use their knowledge of the market to shut down all their competition on record. So see, we're not in a free market. They're blaming the market here. They say the market did this. Our only shot's the bankers. No. The bankers, the central bank, the Federal Reserve, and its European shareholders, they engineered all this. They're acting like, oh, the protected class of stock market stock owners are demanding he do QE3. They always had QE3 planned, but they want to have a depression in the economy, the real economy, with the inflation over it to try to balance the two, but not balance the two for the good of the economy, balance the two so there's a controlled de-evolution of the markets, because when do banks make their money? When you go into default. Because they've gotten all those payments and all that interest. And when do banks always go after farmers? You've been paying 20 years on a farm. It's the 19th, 20th year. And there's a little known clause that, you know, your dad signed. You never read the deed. Suddenly they're there saying, we're accelerating the whole year. We want it right now. You got 1 week. You're like, well, I can get it to you by the end of the year. But, and they go, that's fine. And they take your land. With interest, you've paid for it twice over. But they take it. The Federal Reserve, and same thing with European central banks, because they did a lot of this in 1913, its charter is up. Its charter is up next year. And they're going to probably get rid of the Federal Reserve in name. They're going to call it something else. In a global OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, reorganization. That's the plan. And it's the OECD that's a private consortium that was the Marshall Plan for Europe that reorganized Europe after that event at the end of World War II. They're going to do that here. And they're going to, again, as I've said to you for 17 years on air, I really woke up 15 years ago fully, but well, to a greater extent, I should say, for 15 years on air, to be technical. They're going to implode the economy, and then you're going to beg for troops on the streets as hundreds are killed a day per major city in looting and robbing and killing. The only thing that's going to hold this back is not the police and military. It's going to be armed citizens. Everywhere where there are armed citizens, you have the crime rates still being suppressed because the criminals know that they're going to get their butt blown off. The problem is, as things implode even faster, they're not going to care. It's going to get worse. You look at Chicago, New York, though. I mean, 30-something deaths a day now or per weekend. I mean, it is crazy. Cops are getting killed every day now. Things are going to degenerate. And let me tell you something, police. This isn't a threat. This is a warning. If you try to start the Civil War, if you do what the bankers tell you, and you go out and really try a gun confiscation, I mean, that's a joke. If 1% of 200 million gun owners resist, which would probably be about 10%, well, let's be conservative, 1%, that's 2 million people that you're fighting. And I mean, again, they're not going to wait for it on your terms. You know, you kill somebody's daddy coming to take their guns, their sons are coming after you. I mean, you understand that, right? The New World Order kills Alex Jones. What do you think is going to happen? I don't want people going after police if anything happens to me. I want the New World Order brought to justice. I want these globalists who are so afraid and think they're going to use a tyranny to protect them. See, they're scared when I go up and ask them questions, or Luke Radowski or countless others go up and ask peaceful questions now. They start sweating and start running. Oh, I got one that can see. They all walk around like psycho con artists, smiling and lying when they got a bunch of idiots. But when they know you're awake, all of a sudden they shake their face into a double take and go, I'm out of here. And if the New World Order thinks they're going to put us in re-education camps, if they think they're just going to do all this and nothing's going to happen, they got another thing coming. And again, I don't want all of this to take place. I don't want to go the way Germany and Russia and countless others went. But I'm telling you, we are on a roller coaster going right down into a sea of insanity. When we come back, I've got the local news now in St. Louis going, oh, well, yeah, there are tanks rolling around in the neighborhoods. Excuse me, I kept saying wheeled armored vehicles. Those are some of those. They actually have tanks driving around, ripping the concrete and stuff up. And with their machine guns swiveling around from Maryland, and it is a martial law drill. I've already confirmed that with the police, but I have the Secretary of the Army saying they're getting ready for 4,300, whatever it is, Marine Corps or Army, it varies, a brigade in every major city. They've got a RAND Corporation map 20 years ago that I first started reporting on when I learned about it about 15 years ago. That's really what finally woke me up to this, where it talked about the federalization and how they'd have mercenaries in every town, and then they'd have the army and the Marines, depending on the town, or both in the threat fusion centers, and then they'd have air assets. And then I got the documents on that. And we have the newscast now where they went out. I guarantee you they went out and talked to 50 people to find two that went, I think it's great. You go to other countries, they got troops on the streets. I want troops on the streets. See, this is all meant to acclimate the troops, the military, the police, and to gauge the public. And they just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it to get everybody used to it. And, oh, the Marines are here to run a DWI checkpoint in Central California. It's in the news. Oh, Alabama, the Marines responded to a mass shooting. Oh, it's the Kentucky Derby, the Army. Oh, the Super Bowl, the Army. Oh, the Army's running a checkpoint in Kyle, Texas, south of Austin. Oh, well, what's wrong with that? I mean... I would stand in line for this. There's always time in life for this. Oh, but then it fell apart. It fell apart. The banker's plan. Globalism. We don't need factories. We don't need jobs. You know, we'll just have world government. All over the news, they tell us austerity's good. It's good we're going to be poor. It's good for the earth. This is the plan. And, you know, I was just thinking during the break, we have the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, and Obama and all the rest of them, their public letters, their testimony to Congress. We'll cue those up later in the next hour, where they openly tell Congress, we're under NATO and the UN. Congress isn't over war now, even though under law it is. It'd be bad enough to have the president saying he's a dictator, but now, no, he just says, I take orders from foreign governments. And it's not just Obama. It's the globalists. They've taken over. Look at Mitt Romney, bought and paid for by the same people. And folks think things are going to change. Yeah, they're going to change. He's going to probably get in. People are going to go back to sleep for a while until they find out the nightmare actually never stopped. Different puppet, same puppet master. But I was thinking about how the Secretary of the Army, all of them say, yeah, we're going to take over in America. We're going to work with police. I've got a clip from yesterday's show, the Sunday show with a police officer. I'm going to play coming up as we get into the next hour. Breaks down crying. Talks about how and had to hang up the phone. About how, yeah, they're in here training with the Army to take on the American people. And that's we've now confirmed. It's in the local newspapers. They've got tanks and armored vehicles with the regular Army in St. Louis training to take on locals. And, you know, the cop finally couldn't handle it and had to hang the phone up when he said, yeah, this isn't America anymore. You know, they're telling us they're going to bring in air assets from the Army against the people for a gun confiscation. I mean, that's what we're going to face here. And the globalists know it's going to start a civil war. That's the plan. That's what we've turned into. Now, we first, on Sunday, we played a clip where people don't like the tanks driving around. The Army won't tell you where they're parked because the citizens can't be trusted. They're the enemy. Here's the new clip out of the local news. Because, again, we're being told the UN runs our military. Foreign banks run them. We're absolutely slaves of central banks. CNBC host. And then we've got all these articles. Here it is. Media promotes troops on streets to cut down on crime. And we're about to play this clip. That's the psyop, is people don't like the tanks, but this guy does. Yes, I think it'll keep me safe, like other countries. Oh, you mean like Mexico or North Korea? And I've sat there and seen this with my own eyes, where they'll go find, talk to 20, 30, 40 people till they find folks that say what they want to hear. And I guess the local news likes being part of the psyop. You can go watch this video at Infowars.com. Media promotes troops on streets to cut down on crime. And another article, don't be alarmed, Army trains MPs who drive tanks on U.S. streets. And then another one, media in St. Louis dismisses warning about tyranny and troops on the streets as kooky conspiracy theory. So first we were kooks saying this was coming. Now we're kooky because we don't like it. Here is the psyop as they introduce it and gauge and watch the public who they're trying to train the military to fight with. Here it is. You guys pipe me
and
some audio.
Residents, don't be alarmed if you see Army vehicles rolling through your neighborhood this week.
Yeah, News 11's Dan Gray is live with reaction from residents. Dan?
Yeah, Tom, we are at the U.S. Army Reserve Center near Goodfellow and Natural Bridge in North St. Louis. Just up the street here on Goodfellow, there are dozens of Army vehicles, Humvees, trucks, tanks, parked in a parking lot. They're there every day. But now what the St. Louis Police Department is saying, that some Army vehicles may be rolling through neighborhoods in the police department's 6th District, which is far north St. Louis. And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood. It is part of an Army training.
All right, we'll be back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to play some more clips where martial law is being slowly rolled out as the Pentagon admits they're engaged in domestic propaganda. Why is this being done? I want to open the phones up for police and military again specifically. And that means police and military only. People are like, yeah, we know that means that. Well, not yesterday. We had a bunch of people get through that weren't. I don't know how that happened. But the point is police and military only. Are you going to take guns? Because that's what they're gearing up for. Is there no order you won't follow? I mean, what's the line in the sand? Or did you ever think about one of those? Have they told you to beat little kids' brains in and eat their brains with a melon ball, or would you do it? Is there any point? Is there anything you won't do? And it's in the newspapers. They've got troops everywhere running checkpoints, but it's okay. It's to stop drunk drivers. I want to hear from military and police out there that have been part of this. And I want to give a shout out here to the St. Louis police. St. Louis, Missouri, and then over in East St. Louis. If you can get through, we'd love to hear from you as well. Here is the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231. In fact, after I take 5 or 6 calls just from police and military randomly, I'm going to keep the phones open after that, John, after the 6th call comes in or so. I just want to open the phones up for St. Louis police. Or I could just say to police training with the military to take on the American people. But now, oh yeah, they've been rolling around town, and get ready, they're going to be in your neighborhoods. And then in the newscast, we're going to finish it after the break, they say, oh, let's talk to this man. I love it. You know, I go to other countries and they got troops on the streets, and that's what I want. Yeah, North Korea, Mexico, Guatemala, Nigeria. Every third world country there is. I mean, everywhere there's not private property, or everywhere there's tyranny, everywhere everything's screwed up. Yes. And again, the military kills people, breaks things, secretly arrests people. And Obama says he'll kill whoever he wants. He'll kill citizens. They'll disappear you. They'll torture you. This is what we've turned into. And the greatest danger is our founders, you know, the bad guys, FEMA says in their training manuals, the bad guys, the people that started the country, the people that were the example of freedom all over the world, they said that this is the great danger and look out for it and don't let it happen and guard your liberty. And even if you fight for your liberty, there's a good chance you're going to end up losing it. But if you don't fight for it, you will get the worst tyranny there is, because evil people compete with each other. And so once the shields are down, it's like opening a door on a submarine. Water comes in. You're not like, I think I'll just take the sub down to 1,000 feet and open a portal and let in a little bit of water. You're not closing the portal. Once you flip the switch, open it, all you can do is hope that we know a compartment's open and hope that we have bulkheads closed. And that's national sovereignty. So that as we see countries go down, including the United States, folks, the world can look at it and not be in a global government so they can hold it back. Because the U.S. is being reorganized. If you think the U.S. has been warmongering and engaged in torture and drones, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is going to be Skynet command base. And it is going to be sick. And they got all these traitors and collaborators who are lined up to be yes men. And they are going to go right along with it. So I want to hear from police and military. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Current active police or serving military with specific information on all this. Or, you know, the question, is there any order you won't follow? Now, we're going to hear from an officer that was on yesterday in St. Louis first. When we come back, I'll finish this latest newscast. It's brief, and then play part of this call. Then we're going to your police and military calls. And then I'll get into all the other news. And boy, is there a lot of it. And in the third hour, after a guest pops in for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I'm going to open the phones up for TSA whistleblowers. Because now, well, I'll tell you about that when we come back from break.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I am going to open the phones up for active duty military and also police so they can call in here on air concerning what's in the news. Marines running DWI checkpoints all over the U.S., searching citizens with 9mm on their side, Army doing it, all over the country, urban warfare drills. I've been to these, but now there's literally 10, 15 times or more what I saw as they beta tested this over a decade ago. Everywhere with military driving around, then they suddenly set up a checkpoint or pulling over real cars. You've seen that in my four police state films, but now it's proliferating to highway checkpoints, you name it. TSA all over the country, armored pillboxes. What is this the buildup to? Well, now they're saying quietly, well, it's for collapse, and we think the militia is going to attack. Well, yeah, if you attack gun owners, they're going to call people that respond back, the terrorists, the militia, whatever the case is. And that's what a police officer called in from St. Louis about yesterday. So the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now, if you just tuned in, I played a CNBC piece, and we have more than 20 articles posted under it where they're announcing it. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. The quote is, we're absolute slaves of central bankers. And they all say that on the show. It's a five-minute clip. Under it are just a few articles where they've come out and said similar things. Here it is. Financial Times editorial admits agenda for dictatorial world government. Goes on. Central banking was responsible for the 08 meltdown. WTO director general. Global governments based on EU model. Clips of them saying they're going to use the collapse for world government. UNESCO chair admits organization was founded to push global governance. That was in the BBC yesterday. They said to end national sovereignty. BBC. From global depression to global governance. Central banker Trichet renews calls for European global governance. Out of the crisis that's going to threaten the whole world. See, you go, but how's Europe going to take over? They're going to threaten the whole economy if we don't sign on to that. UN boss calls for global governance structure. I mean, it's just UNESCO chair admits organization was founded to push global government. World Bank president admits agenda for global government. European Central Bank calls for corrupt BIFs to boss global government and CFR speech. Again, I could go on and on and on. Global currency, CNBC. Federal Reserve admits 12 banks are private, not government. Central banker, again, it's all right there. So again, why are they coming out in the open? And why is the Southern Poverty Law Center? In fact, I put it on Aaron's desk, or no, Kurt's desk. The new Southern Poverty Law Center intelligence report. Will you give it to me? Thank you. Says I'm basically evil and horrible because I believe there's a global government. But why? Because I've got brain cells? Because I understand when the UN goes before Congress and says, we run your military, that I should be concerned? I mean, this is so disgusting what's happened here. Let's go ahead and go to the newscast, and I'll go to your calls and then to the police officer that I talked to last night talking about pulling triggers on U.S. citizens. Look, here's the piece where, don't be alarmed, now they're going to be in your neighborhoods. First they were driving around town, now the exercise with police, which is this just what the officer told us last night. And what's the exercise for? For war and gun confiscation and to fight the militia. That's anybody who likes George Washington. Anybody that likes free speech, private property, the family, you were always the target, good old boys. They sold you that it was for Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers. And then they always do this in the black areas first. Then they're going to beta test it in the black areas all over the country. They have them and say, well, they're about to have riots there. It's for the real target is look at the regional system they've set up. Look at the rural council over the farms, the Pentagon. You're the target. Just remember that. In the final equation, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever. You're a farmer, you're rural, they don't like you because they want everybody totally dependent. What did the Soviets do? What did the communists in China do? They always take over and collectivize the farms. Let's go ahead and go to the clip. Here it is.
Don't be alarmed if you see army vehicles rolling through your neighborhood this week.
Yeah, News 11's Dan Gray is live with reaction from residents. Dan?
Yeah, Tom, we are at the U.S. Army Reserve Center near Goodfellow and Natural Bridge in North St. Louis. Just up the street here on Goodfellow, there are dozens of Army vehicles, Humvees, trucks, tanks, parked in a parking lot. They're there every day. But now what the St. Louis Police Department is saying, that some Army vehicles may be rolling through neighborhoods in the police department's 6th District, which is far north St. Louis. And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood. It is part of an Army training exercise. Now, that's according to St. Louis Police. We have called Army offices in St. Louis, and we've called Army offices in Washington, D.C., trying to get information about why this training is going on here and what it's all about. Well, we haven't heard back from anybody at the Army just yet, but people who live and work in this neighborhood say they think the training here is a good idea.
I think it's the same way when you go out to other countries, when you go out of town, they don't have police officers, they have troops. And I think it kind of scares a lot of people.
Like cut down on crime?
Crime, yeah, cut down on a whole lot of crime because they don't know if they're military or they're police.
I think it's fantastic because it might slow down some of the crime rate. You know, the crime rate might go down. You know, that's what I think of.
Yeah, again, police are telling us and telling citizens in this area, look out for any Army vehicles that may be coming and going up and down neighborhoods through the North St. Louis area. The Army isn't officially saying what's going on just yet, but they can expect this training to be going on until next week.
All right. 28th. That's enough. Again, if the local news station, instead of having the local paper make fun of us and call us conspiracy theorists, Earth's got an article on that. If you just go follow our article, we have the Secretary of the Army saying combat troops in every city to fight the American people, including air assets. In fact, I'll just go to this police officer now. Then we'll go to Corey, Aaron, Bob. Oh, we have a police officer, a correctional officer in St. Louis. We're going to get to them. Corey, Aaron. And we've got an Alaska police officer listening on 1150 AM WGEA. Let's go to the calls now. Then I'll get to the officer breaking down crying yesterday, which you should be crying. He's there with the Army, and they're training to take on the American people and gun confiscate. Let me tell you something. That's the kind of thing I cry about. I've been sitting there in a chair before and started just having tears come out my eyes. This is a big deal. This means the end of freedom. Every time I look at my children, it makes me sick that we've let it get to this point. Let's go to the correctional officer just hung up. I was about to go to him. 800-259-9231. I mean, I wasn't poo-pooing the fact you were a correctional officer. I said police officer, and I went, oh, wait, correctional officer, we'll go to you in a moment. Call back. I want to hear from you to see if you have anything, because they certainly will get you ready for a big influx if that's the case. Call back in. We're leaving lines open. 800-259-9231. I was just about to go to you. I want to hear specifically from people in St. Louis. 800-259-9231 or anywhere else. We're going to go to John, the police officer. We're going to go to Corey in Connecticut, who's Army. We're going to go to everybody. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the firefighter, Aaron, who is in St. Louis. I was sent by a Kansas City police officer in Missouri, the footage that's in Road to Tyranny, where FEMA gets up to the police and firemen and says, the founders are bad. America's bad. They're the enemy. You've heard cops call in and go, yeah, they teach us that. I mean, again, Twilight Zone. I mean, in fact, we should go out with the Twilight Zone. Aaron, tell us what you know about this, sir.
More than happy to share with you, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. Enjoy the website, enjoy the show. The KSDK report here in St. Louis is not 100% accurate. They are up in North County, and they are in a precinct, which I have a friend that's a law enforcement officer. That precinct is, your statement of them beta testing this in heavily black communities is 100% correct. North St. Louis is heavily black, and there is a criminal element up there. My friend that works for St. Louis Police actually was in the southern part, the more safer part, and then got transferred up actually into the 6th Precinct, told him I actually get to shoot somebody now. That's how rough that area is. More importantly, these troops are not staying just in North County, is what we call it, or in the northern part of St. Louis City. We've seen them as far south as Manchester, which they're traveling the 270 ring. And my theory is that they were going to lock down the city of St. Louis. The 270 ring would provide that, with one border being the Mississippi River.
All right, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there, because this is exactly what Stuart Rhodes talks about from his sources, the cordoning and blockading of cities. You're saying that the word from your police source is they are training for a blockade of St. Louis.
We're on 270, and there's no other reason for them to be on 270 and going around the entire city unless they would be practicing for such a thing. Would you agree with that, Alex?
Well, I mean, they admit that they do blockades. They did one in New Orleans that wouldn't let folks go out and made them go to the Superdome to die, and then did gun confiscation, yeah.
And then when we had an engine rescue ready to go down there and help in New Orleans, we were told no. You know?
What are the other firefighters and police saying about the military being brought in?
As you're probably aware, most fire departments are like giant families. Same thing with the police departments. We're a very tight-knit group. Other members at my department, we have talked about getting a coffin and burying guns and ammunition. And when they first said this to me, I just was looking at them like, this was 2 or 3 years ago.
Wait a minute. I'm going to hold you over. Did I mishear you? The police are burying guns. Did you say that?
The people at my department, my fire department, and we have gentlemen that are law enforcement there, we've discussed burying guns.
Yeah, well, now most police I talk to are actually awake now. Stay there. I want to hear more about this when we come back. I mean, it's the Twilight Zone. We got cyanide grass killing cows outside Austin. I mean, we'll be right back. All right, racing back to your calls, because I know people are busy and I want to get to them, all these police officers and others, the military that are holding. But it's simple. The globalists want to overthrow a country. They don't do it militarily. They do it financially through fraud, through a Ponzi scheme. But when the Ponzi scheme goes belly up, they hold everybody hostage for their pension funds and stuff, which you're never going to get, folks. They're going to devalue it. I mean, you're going to get something, but it'll be a pittance of what it should have been. But they hold you hostage with too big to fail. The globalists control the federal government traitorously. The UN openly says they run the military. Congress sits down and accepts it. Foreign banks run the country. They announce that on the news. Hundreds of articles. They say it's good. And by the way, we're going to kill grandma. We're going to euthanize her. By the way, we're going to kill newborn babies up to age 3 if we want to. It's all being announced. People are like, that sounds crazy. But Alex is telling the truth. Yeah, it's in the news. I can't believe it's moving this fast. So it's just pure evils being announced everywhere. Armed drones in the sky, all of this. And then as they implode the economy and as crime explodes, the system is going to point at the poor neighborhoods that go under first and say, well, the army had to come out. There were 20 people dying a day. There were fires everywhere. Culture collapse. Detroit, they're talking about putting the army on the street. Again, ship the job. What if you'd have put $20 billion into rebuilding Detroit instead of $20 billion shipping the GM factories to China? See, they wreck it, then pose as the saviors. So my point is, yeah, the riots may get so bad, I'll be put the military on the streets. But the point is, that was always the plan. And the banksters knew what they were doing. They're not just going to put the military on the street day one to take guns. They're going to let things unravel first. Then they're going to have, quote, militias attack the military. It'll really be the globalists doing it. And then the civil war starts. Let's go back. Okay, I'm going to go to Aaron. Then I'm going to go to Bob, John, Corey, David. I got to move quick now because I know you folks are busy. But everybody stay there. I want to get to you. Aaron, the firefighter, finish your points about what you're hearing there.
So the reason that the guys in my department had approached me about bearing guns, we have the ability to, one of the other firemen, firemen have a lot of jobs. We're just not firemen. We work 8 days a month. So I run my own business, a business in which I do firearm sales, sell ammunition. Another fireman, his family owns a funeral home. So for us to get a closet and bear guns, we were going to be the two key players, regardless.
So wait, you had police telling you or people higher up in the fire department saying, hey, you better bury your guns?
The higher ups in the fire department that had seen what was going on. Now, I've been receiving hazmat training for the last 2 years, like refreshers every year on WMDs and other domestic attacks that could happen.
Yeah, well, that's always exactly. That's always the primer is biochem or radiological, but then the later training gets into fighting militias.
Yeah, they're telling us earthquakes, you know, possibly, you know, EMP is what I'm assuming because they're saying nuclear attack, which always seems to be one of the things they really hammer.
Well, yeah, they're trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. We got to move quick now. Let's go to Bob in St. Louis, and then we'll go to John in Alaska, Corey in the Army, and David, who's police, isn't saying from Washington. Let's go to Bob, the correctional officer. Do you have any information on this?
Yeah, Alex, I work with a lot of guys in the corrections field who are actually, you know, part-time. They do National Guard stuff, and I've hollered at them about this stuff. And then I was like, you guys are actually, and then, you know, Fort Leonard Wood is close to here. It's a couple hours away from St. Louis, and that's where they do all that training. But these, I've told these guys, I was like, hey, you guys are training to do some domestic operations, martial law type stuff, and they give me this goofy little smile. So I know it's pervasive throughout, you know. And then the weird thing is the emergency management entities for these counties are moving around equipment, and certain things are going on where a lot of people are like, what the heck are all these generators doing around, and all these sandbags and boats and all this weird stuff. So I think all these government entities are preparing for something. And then the guy, the St. Louis PD officer, I was listening yesterday, and he was talking about guarding the richer parts of town. Well, the fireman that just got off talking about Highway 270, if you look at a map of St. Louis, Highway 270 does a complete circle around the city. And guess where the rich parts of town are? Right around that Highway 270, the western part of the suburbs of St. Louis. So that all dovetails perfectly with what you're talking about.
I don't know how long you've been listening, but, I mean, how many years ago did I lay out how they were going to do this? And they're going to sell the military on the streets by protecting the middle class and then the rich people. And then phase two is the militia is going to attack the military. It won't really be the militia, though. And then they're going to start trying to arrest people. Are people waking up around you, or are they just going to go along with it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got a ton of my fellow CEOs awake. They're all listening to your program, and they're all gun nuts before they even started listening to your program, and now they're all becoming, guess what, preppers. So it's pretty wild.
Well, they better prep, because the government is digging in like it's the end of the world. All right, more police, more military, straight ahead. Yeah, CNBC says we're slaves of foreign banks, and it's good. In fact, guys, I said that on air. I don't know if you were focused on it. Did you guys go dig out the Panetta clip of Secretary of Defense says NATO and UN run U.S. military? Remember, we played that like 10 times a few months ago? And then he said it in several other testimonies. Okay, I want to pull that up, because we're gonna play that after some more phone calls here. And then we have that police officer that called in yesterday and said, yeah, they're being told they're going to protect the rich areas of St. Louis during a collapse from the militias. The militias. And see, the idea is that the technocrats running all this want to be protected from the people they've robbed. It's just a bunch of Bernie Madoff Ken Lays that control our military. And they're saying, hey, the UN is our boss, the foreign banks are our boss, do what you're told. And we can't let the citizens of St. Louis know where the tanks are parked because you can't be trusted. That was in the first newscast Friday. In Paul Watson's article, he has it. Don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. It has the video where they're like, well, we can't tell you where the tanks are for security reasons because you can't be trusted. You're the enemy. All right. Let's now hurry through more calls. Who's been holding the longest? We'll talk to Corey in Connecticut and then John and then David. Corey in Connecticut, who's Army. What do you think of this? Is there any order you won't follow? Or do you think it's a good idea that they're preparing for gun confiscation?
Absolutely, there's orders I won't follow. I'm actually here. I was watching your article the other day on the Hartford police up here in Connecticut with the Puerto Rican Day Parade. That caught my attention. I actually wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, we saw it looked like National Guard with clubs bugging their eyes out at people who weren't doing anything at the Puerto Rico Day Parade.
It's actually funny, Alex, because it's like I am National Guard. I'm actually questioning right now the commanders who authorized that under Governor Malloy. I'm actually completely against that, and I want to know what's going on. But one of the touch-up points I wanted to share with you, I know I've heard recently in your phone calls like regarding NBC equipment being destroyed at most of the armories. What I wish you would do an article on is a section of NDAA, which was including what they call BRAC. Was found out here in Connecticut with the sub-base and all this other stuff. BRAC is authorizing armories to be shut down and be turned into reserve centers because it's federally funded. It allows the states that are not opposing NDAA, it's allowing them to basically be able to federalize and run these drills in the states that are...
No, and then they put... most of the new threat fusion centers, the federalization, CIA, you name it, moving in are at the old bases. And they're turning them into the new emergency centers. That's in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. So, yes, this is how it's happening.
I mean, personally, to be honest with you, I know Hartford or Connecticut in general, New Jersey, Massachusetts, they're political states, and it's being harder and harder to get this information out. But, I mean, I had a congressman come up to my door the other day who was trying to run, and he's shooting the spiel and all this other stuff. And I'm like, do you have any ties to Malloy? I understand you're Democratic, but... You know, I'm not for that. And people here in my command, in my state, they know who I am. They know what I'm trying to do. I've had a few people say, get out and go run to be a congressman here. But it's getting increasing and increasing with Lieberman pretty much just sitting on the side here, being quiet. But yet you're starting to see all the cameras go up at all the stoplights here in Hartford. And we're really, really starting to notice. And people are really starting to pick up on what I've been talking about for the past 2 or 3 years. It's like, you got to pay attention to the legislation. We need help.
Yeah, what's happening is... giant portions of the defense spending are being used to arm and surveil every facet. There's a huge arms buildup, and the Pentagon admits they're going to pull triggers on citizens. We've confirmed for over 20 years in very small beta groups, but now it's going system-wide. They have military, normally special forces types, Army, Marines, Navy, you name it, dressed up as local police, but just in generic police jackets, killing citizens. What they're saying is, and in fact, we've gotten these secret documents years ago, now it's public. They say, oh, the Army or the Marines are ready to aid you in warrant service, in bomb disposal. And so in a town says, well, we don't have a big enough SWAT team. This guy's a veteran. This guy, turn over his property. And they send the Army in and they just go kill him. They send Iraq vets in, they kick the door down, shoot the vet, kill them. And so I'm here to tell you, the Army and Marines are killing citizens all over the country right now. Just killing them with the police. And every time I mention this, cops call in and go, yeah, no, we have military working with us. Yes, that's true. It's illegal, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know you're in the Guards. It's special forces that are special forces trained are generally assigned to the kill units. They call them, the high threat level warrant service. Do you have any comments on that?
The only thing I can say here is like between the units that they're putting here in the state and the locations that they're doing. It's like I can almost attest to the same guys in Missouri how they're localizing the richer sections, especially like here in Fairfield County. These guys are the ones that are running the stock markets here at the NYSC. I am starting to realize now, looking at the maps of where they're putting up the RTIs and reserve centers, it is it is amazingly strategic how they're doing it, and the way that they're getting away with it in this state, it's appalling me.
But just to be clear, it was all, people are going to say, well, we have to have this because America collapsed. We're on record and others are on record. This was all engineered from the beginning to the end. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Keep up the good work there in your area of Connecticut. Okay, let's go to John in Alaska, a police officer listening on 1150 AM. Welcome, sir. Thank you for joining us. Give us your take on this.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, you know, we've had extensive talks and conversations, even at work, about, you know, what's going to happen when they say take the guns. And I'm going to say probably 90% of the people I work with are saying absolutely not. I think there's a few that would go along because they're the narcissistic ladder climbers and they would do anything what they were told. So I think, at least up in Alaska here, I don't think it's going to be an issue with local police officers. Crap, I just lose you?
No, you're there, sir. But, I mean, even if somebody is a ladder climber, they're not stupid. I mean, do they think going out and confiscating guns is going to be easy thing to do?
Not here in Alaska. We're a gun state. This is a huge gun state. But I'll tell you a story here, a real quick story. Our local mayor, who's one of us on board with all this, was down at a meeting. A couple ATF agents were at the meeting that he recognized, and they wanted to meet the mayor. And so his wife started kind of giving these guys a hard time, saying, hey, what's going to happen when you're told to collect guns? She couldn't get an answer out of them. They finally said, well, we got to feed our family. That was their answer. That scared me to think that some federal guys would say something like that.
Well, here's the deal. Well, you know what? I'm not going to ask the questions. Any other points you'd like to add about this? What do you think about this cordoning and lockdown of city drills that are happening everywhere?
Well, let me pass something on to you about that is really big happening here in Alaska. Nobody seemed to have heard of this. It's called JPARC, J-P-A-R-C. And I'm not sure if you or your staff have heard of this, but it's worth looking into. It's JPARC Alaska. Any Google will get to you. The military is planning on taking over a 200-mile by 200-mile area north of Anchorage, almost all the way to Fairbanks, as their new training facility. Well, there's nothing up there, but you start reading the information, and it's pretty scary that the military wants to take this area over, and it's going to get to the point where it's a...
I have seen JPARC, and I want you to elaborate. That's what the last National Guard officer was saying. Everywhere... That's the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that was a cornucopia of data, because everything in the legislation had already been built. It was just calling for official recognition in law. Everything reverse engineers it. They take land, state parks, whatever the case is, turn them into new reservations, or take old military bases and turn them into a new training command center, invite the police in. And they're all right up against major population areas. So they are stationing, they're quartering troops right next to all the cities, and that's their new military police substation to go out and learn the local environs, condition the public, acclimate everybody for the Civil War, and sending the army in to arrest people. So we're just going into the... And by the way, that's not my opinion. The army admits they're preparing for war with the American people. Totally illegal, totally diabolical, and we need to have an open discussion about it. Go ahead. I mean, was that your concern, reverse engineering it? They've got all this other training area, all these bases, but now they want this big area right up against Anchorage?
Yeah, the scary thing is it's right next to the HAARP facility. We got the oil pipeline, a dam that was shelved 20 years ago, all of a sudden has gotten pushed through. New railroads are getting built. There's two theories we have on this. The one theory is that when all goes to hell in a handbasket in Lower 48, this is a place the government can pull back to because nobody can get to it. There's one road in, one road out. The other thing we're kind of getting an inkling of lately is this is going to be the staging area for the NATO coming over the poles to the Lower 48. They have to go somewhere, and they could sneak right over the poles. A five-hour flight from this down to the Lower 48.
Sure.
You know, so this is a scary thing that we're seeing.
Sure,
up here.
Sure. That's where the nukes, by the way. People always think they're going to shoot nukes the long way over. They're not going to shoot along the axis. They're going to shoot right over the pole. It's only 5,000 miles from China, even shorter from Russia, right into Chicago, right into New York, right into Seattle.
Got a missile defense system up here. They spent billions on to protect us from who? We think it's to protect their own facility. That just J-PARC thing is a scary thing when people start really looking at what's going on. And what we think the ultimate plan for this is this isn't to train. You know, they're talking about training troops from all over the world and private organizations like the Blackwater folks. I mean, mm-hmm. This is going to be a full training facility.
Who they admit they want to use against us. It's now official. They're saying they'll use NATO troops against U.S. insurrection. Again, more high treason. Did you hear the clip from CNBC? And there's now literally hundreds of articles announcing world government's good. It's run by banks. It's authoritarian. They know best. What do you make of CNBC with the quote, "We are absolutely slaves to central banks"?
Hiding in plain sight. You know, let's bring it out here. That's the only thing I can think of. You know, I think, you know, it's kind of back to the gun thing. Up here in Alaska, I'm thinking they're not worried about all of us having guns because there hasn't been any clampdown on this. I think they're thinking we're just shut down you folks at the end of the supply chain, let you kill each other off, and then we're going to come in and clean the mess up.
No. That is the plan. Shut off the economy slowly. Let things unravel. Have us beg for the military to come in to restore order when the local cities almost all go bankrupt, and then start the drones, then start the arrest, and again, stage false flags against the police and military to get you guys all riled up to have a civil war with the American people.
Absolutely. You know, and Homeland Security started coming poking around here like 3-4 years ago, trying to get the city council to write martial law into the city code so the mayor could declare martial law. You know, I had a buddy that stopped a bigwig from Homeland Security. Was like, "What the heck is that guy doing in Alaska?" He pulled him over on a traffic stop, and the guy started quoting the Bill of Rights, saying, "Don't worry, buddy, we're with you." It was a total trying to infiltrate the local police department. We're just a little poting police department. So if they're trying to do that up here, I can imagine what's going down in the lower 48.
You absolutely. Know,
this whole process is scaring me, and I worry about you and your health down there being the spokesman and the mouthpiece for all of us that are paying attention. You know, a lot of cops, I don't think, will get on the bandwagon. I think they recognize what the Constitution is about and what our role is as citizens in this community, but this is big. This is huge.
Listen, don't worry about me. Seriously, folks, I've already gotten the message out. They were going to strike me down. They probably would have already done it. I mean, they could set me up or something. They don't want to kill me because that would make me a martyr. It's more likely they'd plant something on me, pull me over, you know, have the feds put drugs on me or something. But nobody's going to buy that. Everybody knows I don't use drugs other than occasional alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine. I don't even really do that anymore. So, I mean, there's really nothing there. So if something does happen, it's made up. Except for speeding, and I'm not doing that anymore. I appreciate you joining us. Now, that I've been doing a little bit of. I can't help it. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Washington, police officer. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, we have been having training for about 90 days on new special hazard waste disposal. We're all being implemented with equipment, with Kevlar to go over our hazard suits. We have to be certified by the end of the year of having all of our hazard suits in our vehicles. We also have mobile vehicles that are disposed of hazardous waste, including casualties. And if we're even discussing this with our family members, we're threatened with our jobs and prosecution.
Prosecution for talking about Homeland Security funding with hazmat gear that's public. Amazing.
We're even being threatened if we don't package the equipment properly in our vehicles and it's seen. The helmets that they're giving us are pretty large. They're trying to figure out possibly new vehicles to put the helmets in because the helmets are very large.
Oh, so they're telling you, they're saying don't let the public see your hazmat gear or riot equipment?
It's hazmat gear.
Man, I tell you, well, again, they're trying to intimidate you. You've got a right to, I mean, you're not a secret police. You're not, I mean, you're allowed to talk about hazmat gear. Man, I tell you, I'm so sick of compartmentalization. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your other points.
Well, the other thing that they're most concerned about is the mobile vehicles and containers that are pretty state-of-the-art. They won't even allow certain ranks to even see them. It's actually very new equipment that's mobile, and they
set it in. Those are the big giant Snoop trucks, and the reason you're not allowed to see those is they can dial right into my phone right now with it turned off and listen to everything I'm doing. those, it's because what those trucks are doing is illegal.
And they've also got a new ruling coming out pretty soon that all personal cell phones can't be in the vehicle. You'll be actually discharged for having your own personal. We have a new FM frequency radios that are being put out that will be on a new frequency that we have to be trained on.
That's right. They're making you get rid of your local codes and making you go to the new federal board code, correct? The Homeland Security code.
Yes. And also what's been happening in my department is a lot of us are listeners, and we'll make comments like, oh, it looks like Alex Jones is telling the truth. And we've been warned about even listening to it on duty, listening to your show. Having the apps on our iPhones is reason for a problem, if we even have your app on our phones.
But again, everybody's got to stand against this or it's all over. I mean, telling you that you can't have my radio app on your phone, again, it's pure intimidation. And if anybody ever starts self-censoring, it's over. They're going to win. You see, here's the deal. They're committed. If they don't get away with this, they're all going to jail. And we can beat them. Our ancestors beat them. They hate us more than anybody. And we can beat these people. The fact that you're saying a lot of people in your department are awake, that is great news. So what, like in the morning briefing, they say, by the way, I know some of you are listening to Alex Jones. Better not do that. I've had countless police tell me that and military.
And we've also had them show the apps and say, stating that these apps are on our phones, it's reason for disciplinary action.
But listen, look how dumb the New World Order is. What do you think them doing that makes all the cops do when they get home at night?
Listen more.
Stay there. I got to talk to you some more on the other side. Listen, this is happening over a decade ago. They would catch a Marine with one of my videos because it had the Marines doing gun confiscation drills in it. And then they would get them all in there and say, you'll get in trouble. And then everybody wanted one. I was queuing up a video during the break of the Secretary of Defense and top generals telling the Congress that no, the NATO tells them to go to war, and they might want to talk to Congress, but they don't need Congress's approval. And Obama's put out official letters actually saying the UN gives the orders. And then it just clicked. I was looking at Dempsey, and I thought about how the last three chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have basically been run out or resigned, and how Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, basically got run out when he refused to launch an attack on Iran. And it just made me think, you understand, we'd already be in the New World Order if it wasn't for all the people in the military. Even at the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff level, they had to go through three guys to finally get Dempsey in there who'll do whatever he's told, including follow illegal orders. So again, evil is not all powerful, but we have to learn to say no. And let me tell you, that is extremely evil in America to tell police on their private phones that they better not listen to the Alex Jones show. I mean, that, what is this, North Korea? I mean, is this North Korea? See, they don't want you listening because I'm going to play clips of C-SPAN. You know, they're pulling the C-SPAN clips of Janet Napolitano's press conferences 2.5 years ago, admitting they were running Fast and Furious, which proves she was lying. Look, we're not a radical broadcast. We're radical in that we've got radical criminals that have taken over, and they're saying we're radical. There's nothing radical about this show. If Thomas Jefferson teleported back here today and heard this show, he'd say, that's freedom, and the government's evil. So if you don't like this show, you don't like America. It's a very elementary thing. And I don't want to go off into a rant here, but going back to David in Washington, then Tony, who's a firefighter, and then we'll stop there, go to a guest, and then have TSA whistleblowers on the last 30 minutes of the next hour. Finish up any other points you have, but I'd like to ask you, where do they think they're getting off telling you you can't have syndicated radio shows? I mean, I'm not bragging, but I've been in Rolling Stone, Nightline, and we're on XM. I mean, it's not like they're saying you can't have the Aryan Nations on your phone. And again, I would say that'd be bad to have it on your phone, but that's still your First Amendment as well. Maybe you want to monitor what they're saying. I mean, the idea that they're telling you better not listen to Alex Jones, your comments on that.
Well, you know, it was taken as, you know, personal infringement, what we do on our off time and, you know, what outlets we're going to decide to listen to should be a free choice. And it's, you know, we have a terminology called Jonesing. There's a guy that's going to become a Jonesing, you know, and it's always derogatory. The most frightening thing that's come out recently, we haven't seen it yet, is there, and we had a Jones conversation about a new detention caller, or they're calling it the detainee caller, which is the shock callers that you've been talking about. And the people that have seen them were very frightened by them because all the different sizes they're in. They're into adult sizes, even sizes that look like it fit children, and people were very freaked out about this. We haven't seen them yet. We are being told they're coming out, and we're going to keep at least 100 a minute per vehicle. So that's actually something very recent we haven't seen. But
Hold on. Shock collars? Because I know about TSA wanting everybody who flies to wear a shock bracelet. They're telling you guys about shock collars?
Yeah, they're going to go across. They're going to go around the neck, and they're calling the detention collar. But it's actually going to be a taser-type device that if you want to...
Yeah, but I'll tell you what's 100 times scarier, because I've seen these, and I know they're developing them. You're telling me 100 per car?
Seen them. They're not just in adult sizes. They're definitely made like dog collars for all different sizes, down from small down up to large.
Well, that's it. That is how you'd control people. Is you'd get them, put them in handcuffs, and put a shock collar on them, and then that's right out of the Running Man. Oh my God! It never ends. I'm laughing, folks, because this is so sad. I'm laughing because it's crazy. It's crazy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deborah Tavares, expert, a researcher into the whole smart growth, smart meter garbage that the CIA director admits they're spying on us with in a press conference 2 months ago, is going to be joining us via video Skype if you're watching at prisonplanet.tv coming up in the next segment. And then I'm going to open up the last 20 minutes or so. In fact, we'll give the number out before then after we clear the lines here in a moment. To have TSA whistleblowers on, because there have been TSA whistleblowers about cancer increasing with the naked body scanners, especially where they've had them for 8 years at 5 airports where they beta tested them. And here's the headline. TSA wants spyware to screen employees' digital activities for leaks. And that's what the police officer was just talking about, where they're told, do not listen to Alex Jones. Basically, you are in North Korea. That's what that's saying. Just outrageous. 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 What are they so afraid of? That we'll explain that criminals have hijacked America? I mean, now they're saying it on CNBC. Oh, foreign banks took over. Oh, but we're lucky they took over. And again, if it was just some foreign dominant group, but they wanted a free market and stuff and freedom, I would be upset about it, but it wouldn't be life or death. These New World Order people, folks, are bad. So bad, the word bad doesn't do it. Let's go to Tony, a firefighter, listening in Missouri, where they're training for martial law and cordoning and locking down the city. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I'm a firefighter in St. Louis County. I'm in firefighter, actually, in one of the predominantly black areas. And we've been pretty much told that we need to start training in MCIs, which are mass casualty incidents, and we need to start upping our hazmat training and weapons of mass destruction training. Now, we couldn't figure out exactly why, because we've been doing the requirement, but as of late, we've been told we need to start doing more of that training, and we've had residents with all the training going on the streets of the military asking us what's going on. And we're
know. They always introduce it as hazmat training. Later, it becomes checkpoints, because I've seen this for 15 years unfold. But now it's again, ramped up probably 15 times what it was in, say, 1999. They only do that so you see the military the first time it's hazmat. The next time it's a drill, the next time the military's providing security, the next time the military's running checkpoints, the next time the military's taking you to the police station, that's now beginning. So just watch it as it rolls out in those phases. Go ahead.
And you're exactly right. Our department has actually been handing out copies of the Constitution and Bill of Rights as of late to people under the table so nobody knows we're doing it. And we've been telling people to start stockpiling ammunition and weapons to defend themselves because we know something's coming down the road. What? We don't know. We haven't been told much.
Well, let me tell you what it's going to be. Something. It's going to be a collapse of society slowly with some implosions downward, but a general slide. And then it's going to be terror attacks launched against federal, state, and local facilities to be blamed on people like myself. And because that's the MO. That's what they've done before. That's what they're getting ready for. They're going to start a civil war and try to get, just like the globalists got caught, this is even London Guardian, British intelligence, got caught dressed up as Shiites killing Sunnis. Or no, Sunnis killing Shiites in Basra. They plan to get us killing each other. That's the plan.
And you're absolutely correct, and thanks for allowing me on your show, Alex. You keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Look, the globalists are a tiny group. They've got to put out a narrative, a false narrative, so people will go along with what they're doing. How do you get America to destroy itself? You get a civil war going between the police and the military and the people. And the John Warren Defense Authorization Act of 2007 says they'll use the feds on the states. Well, what did they say when Texas passed a law in the House saying no TSA groping? They said, okay, military blockade of your state. That's the default.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Deborah Tavares is an activist, smart meter expert, and land developer of residential construction in a family-operated business for over 30 years, and her work has been in American Free Press, many other publications. She's a frequent guest of Dr. Stan Monteef, who sent her highly recommended, and she's also been on international television for her coverage of Bohemian Grove, issues like depopulation, and this will undoubtedly be one of the first of many interviews we do with her. And when she leaves us in about 30 minutes, though, we're going to open the phones up. In fact, we're going to give the number out now for TSA whistleblowers only, because it's been in a bunch of newspapers that the Transportation Security Administration is shopping for a computer program to snoop into the online activities of agency employees, keeping track of their keystrokes and emails for signs of potential leaks, procurement document release, and things like that. So it's all part of trying to stop leaks coming out of the different criminal activities engaged in. So if the TSA would like to whistleblow, we'd love to hear from you. We know a lot of you are people that got into it, and now it's your job, and you don't like what's happening. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you lined up. You can just call in early if you want, if not, call in later, but we're leaving the phones open for you. Now, Deborah Tavares is an activist, as I just mentioned, a lot of great research, and she joins us to break down some of the research that she's engaged in. But, I mean, if you go back 6-7 years ago when they were first trying to use taxpayer money to put them in California and other areas, it was, oh, don't worry, we won't control your thermostat. We're not going to spy on you. And industry insiders were going, no. This can gauge all your electrical use, and there's switches in all the new appliances that communicate with data down power line, and they're also wireless, and it's going to snoop on you. Well, now they admit it and said, oh, we are going to control what goes on in your house. We are going to control how and where you can set it. So beyond 1984, the CIA section chief, well, now he's the head of the CIA, Petraeus came out and said, yeah, we're watching you. All the new appliances have chips in them. The headline in Wired magazine was, your washing machine is listening and watching you. I mean, this is what's happening. And so, Deborah, great to have you on with us today. Of course, you can go to refusesmartmeters.com. Or some of the other sites to find out more. Tell us how you woke up to this. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Well, hi, Alex. Yes, thank you so much for having me on. We're in an alert emergency state because what we have right now, and I'm holding up a safe analog meter. And the reason I'm showing that so that your audience understands the difference between the digital and the safe meter. The safe meter looks like a watch with dials on it. You want to retain your safe analog meter at all costs. It is the first device that is going to be put on your homes before they demand that you change out your appliances to all of those with RFID chips in them so they can snoop. This is like inviting a saboteur into the front lines. They're going to be able to monitor everything you do in your home, increase the amperage, turn it up like a thermostat, and be able to tell how you're functioning. This is a global grid. It is so total, absolute, total and complete surveillance, enslavement, and depopulation, because people are now getting sick. About 10 to 15% of the population is getting what they call electrically, magnetically sensitive, and they're getting many consequences from that. This is designed to cause harm. On RefuseSmartMeter.com, we have a military document. Alex, I forwarded that on to you, and you can put that up on your site as well. You can see that it was designed to cause harm through the electromagnetic frequencies of microwave and radiation. And this is a complete scientific tyranny. This is
now, wait a minute. I mean, they put fluoride in the water that's sevenfold bone cancer in men. I mean, and they put GMO that sterilizes the rats. I mean, they wouldn't want to hurt us. These are nice people.
Well, I can tell you, Alex, right now, unbeknownst to most people, we are in a war of frequencies. And people are getting very, very sick. And the variety of illnesses and the number of illnesses that people are getting are so many that no one would really understand that it is from the electromagnetic.
No, I mean, it's from everything, but you're right. No, I mean, they have mainline studies admitting that. I mean, they knew 30 years ago with cell phones what was happening. The brain tumors are exploding. Continue to break down the smart meters, though, because they admit they spy on you and control your house, control your temperature.
Absolutely, they do. In fact, as you said earlier, CIA admitted that that 1 million square foot data center that they're building in Utah is going to collect everything, and they will be spying on us. There will be cameras in our refrigerators. They said in the New World Order Exposed 1969 that we have on our website, and we advise everybody to look at their documents. They told us they would spy on us. They told us everything that is happening was foretold in those documents. And the Iron Mountain report that's up on our site as well, it's a documentary. You can also read the book. It was hatched in the nuclear survival retreat. Took them 4 years.
And by the way, now confirmed to be real. They now admit that is their plan. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, of course, they said then it was a hoax, and people would have believed it was a hoax back then because of the level of deception, deceit, and evil. And it was, and they said never, ever release it to the American people because it was going to eliminate the Constitution, our Bill of Rights. It was going to take away our guns. Everything that we see happening right now, collapse everything. They are after everything. They want to charge us for the air we breathe and taxes for our exhales. We're here in California. We have jobs fleeing our state right now because of the cap and trade laws that are now being put in place. But I can tell you right now that between the overhead aerial spraying, that the plasma that they're putting up and pumping frequencies into, and the devices of the smart meters on our homes, we are getting frequencies in our environment that our DNA simply cannot tolerate. This is absolutely an insult upon us. It's invisible. They're attacking us with frequencies. We don't see them. We can't taste them or touch them. These are absolutely weapons. We are in a silent war. And this is a life or death battle. They are fully engaged, and we must be fully engaged. As you've said before, Alex, this is Agenda 21, and this will absolutely end everything for all of us, all our freedoms for all of us, for all times. And under this sustainable agenda, they talk about attaining total monitoring, total measuring, total rationing of everything, all our energy, food, water, housing, transportation, education, absolutely everything. And they base it all on the false lies of needing to reduce our CO2 footprint and reduce CO2 emissions. And when you look at Iron Mountain, you see how they hatched the massive lies of pollution. And they planned it. And it's interesting to see the newsreels in that documentary that were being shown and essentially teaching us what we would end up having to be blamed for. And when I met up with Ted Turner a year ago, he told the whole audience where we were that the global warming is our fault. There's too many people using too much stuff. We're using too much food and too much water. And he went on to say that there will be shortages, massive shortages, and it's going to require depopulation of 95%, 95% depopulation. And then you look at the Wildlands Project map that we have up on our website. And the reason I show that is because they're corralling us into these condensed cities where we're going to have to live, where the electromagnetic and the frequencies are going to get more severe. The many, many people now that are fleeing the cities to get away from all of the frequencies of the cell phone towers, the smart meters, smart grid, will not be able to get away and out of the cities and free themselves of this attack on their systems. And when you look at who is behind the Wildlands Project map, Ted Turner is one of the foundations behind that. This is a massive land grab. They're going to be disorientating and killing people in their homes. They can amp these frequencies up. This is totalitarian, and this is a takeover. And when we were searching the definition of totalitarianism, which is absolute, total oppression through technologies, we found a very, very interesting photograph in a cemetery in Russia. And I forwarded that on to you, Alex. It is a picture of a robot, and it's called the Moloch of Totalitarianism. And it is in a cemetery, and it is a memorial to the victims of oppression. And it is absolutely illustrating how they plan to control absolutely everything. They are striving to regulate every aspect of our lives, control the media, the politics, economy.
I agree with you. They say they want to be like God, and they admit Google is NSA. That's why they want RFID and all the products, so they can track everything in real time. And I remember a Baltimore Sun article 10 years ago that admitted that DARPA was already testing through the cell phone frequencies systems to calm or disorient the public. This is all admitted. I've had with the hundreds of patents, Dr. Begich on, where they had this stuff 30, 40 years ago. And he said, Alex, you're worried about chemicals in the water. He said, they are. Listen, I've been allowed to see the UT monkey facility. I was allowed to see video feeds of it years ago from a control system within UT, where they had thousands of monkeys and apes just practicing flicker rates to send different codes at the monkeys. And then McBreen's like, I can't believe you just said that. When I was a teenager in Arizona, we went out in the desert to one of the big monkey labs and actually partway went in and looked through and saw these apes hooked up watching televisions with nothing on them, and we didn't know what it was. So, I mean, my point is they admit they're doing this. It's just giant, huge programs on how to kill us.
Absolutely. And it's all plausible deniability because everybody is going to become sick in different ways. Many people initially are having headaches, inability to sleep, irritability, short-term memory loss, heart palpitations, inflammation. It is an attack on everything about it. It is slicing and dicing our DNA, and it is completely weaponized technology, and they know it. On our site, we also have a scientist, Barry Trower, who breaks down the attack of cell phone towers.
Stay there. Amazing. Stay there.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico. It sounded so good.
All right, folks, coming up at about 40 after, we're going to let our guests go and open the phones up for TSA whistleblowers. I mean, do you think in America you're not allowed to speak out against things that are wrong or going on? Or not even a whistleblower. TSA people, do you like the groping, or is it your supervisors? I want to give you a chance to call in. It's 800-259-9231. We're about 15 minutes away from going to your calls. 800-259-9231 is the number for TSA whistleblowers. Ladies and gentlemen, it is on record that they are using these systems to surveil us. It is on record in hundreds of studies, some of them going back to the 70s, that they know microwave radiation from the cell phones, massive increase in brain tumors. And that's why I try to use hands-free or whatever. The point is, we're still bathed in all of this. And the system loads Trojan horses, in their own words, onto all of this. So you need to be aware of this. At my house, we don't have wireless out in the country. You know, we've done little things like that. We try to put the cell phones away. And you can just literally feel the difference. I think of being out in the country. When you're in a big city or whatever, you're being bombarded by this stuff. When I'm in here in the studio, I'm being bombarded all around me. You know how much stuff comes off one of these TV monitors? And through television, they can fluctuate the pattern and do different things that you can't even see with your eyes. Going back to our guest, Deborah, continue, please.
Yes, Alex, it's very important, and I'm glad that you said in the country, because many, many people believe that if they're down a dusty, long road, they're not going to get a smart meter. Everybody is intended to get a smart meter, and you must refuse. You must not allow this to be attached to your homes. This is a biohazard. They know it. They admit it in their documents.
Oh.
The military documents show, Alex, that this technology was designed as crowd control. We are the crowd. Everything that is in the Fort Meade military document that is posted on refusesmartmeter.com that talks about the effects of this technology and the illnesses is happening. All the EMF-sensitive people are experiencing what this military document says this technology would do, and it is doing it. This is a takedown of privacy, and this is a takedown of our health. We must, right now, prevent these meters from being installed on our homes. Now, here in California, we have an opt-out. The reason that we have an opt-out is it was looking horrible that PG&E and Southern California Edison was, as they call it, deploying these meters against people's wishes when they had doctor's letters and they were feeling sick. This is only a media moment. They are deploying thousands of these meters across America, the rest of the world, every single day, despite the fact that people are getting sick and we are being surveilled. This is an attack. This is what we must stop, and we can stop. Everybody can go outside. Their meters are generally located on the outside of their homes, and they need to see if they've got a smart meter. If they don't, or if they question it, you need to call your utility company immediately. Ask them when they are planning to deploy a smart meter in your area and refuse it. Get signs going. We've put signs on our cars. We put signs on our meters. We've been caging up our meters. We do not want a smart meter. And when the utility companies now, that they are required to take off people's smart meters here in California and put back on analog meters, they're being stealthily deceptive yet again. They're putting on analog meters that are still compatible to the grid. So I know that through freedomtaker.com, people can order safe analog meters. But first, call your utility company if you do have a smart meter and tell them you need to get it off immediately. And if they won't, then you must do it yourselves. This is where we must say no. This is on our homes, and this is coming over our thresholds. We will lose all of our privacy and our health forever. And I have a technocracy illustration where it shows how technocracy, meaning the takeover of your homes, while they tell you it's for convenience and you can go online and read your energy consumption, absolutely not. They're reading your energy consumption. This is for mass rationing. This is for mass.
By the way, they admit that. I mean, again, people said, oh, you're going to control what's in our house. They immediately said, no, we're not. Now they admit they control your house. They sell you less for more. They also have the new fluorescent light bulbs going in government buildings everywhere where they control the flicker rate to communicate with the computer. That's Associated Press, where data over power line is interfacing with the light bulbs. This is the super technology.
Got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so why
watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Yeah, that's Junior Brown right there.
Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow.
I'm just a-doing my job. I'm a highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol.
I'm a highway patrol.
Well, that's great. Write us tickets, but how about we arrest some gloveless bankers? The reason we play this today is they now have the Army and Marines all over the place patrolling the highway. I'm just doing my job. I'm the big first cab. I'm the first cab. I'm the first cab doing my job, kicking down your door and taking your granddaddy's shotguns to get melted down. I'm the first cab. I'm the first cab. I just come up with this idiocy off the top of my head. That's why it's idiotic, ladies and gentlemen. I've actually seen Junior Brown like 15 years ago here in Austin. Back when I had time, I'd go out and hear people like this. Some of the good country music around here.
If you're driving too fast like you shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Or if you try to run away, I'm going to bring you back.
All right, that's enough. It's too good. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. Well, hey, if you're putting poison in the water and destroying our national sovereignty and bankrupting us by design, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. So there you go. Okay, going back to Deborah Tavares. She joins us now. We're going to have her back up in the next few weeks or so to go over some of these documents, because that way I can go pull them up myself. I've seen all this stuff. I know it's true. In fact, it's so much crazier than we can even imagine. When I've been on syndicated shows, other radio shows, I'll mention, oh, yeah, in Minnesota and Texas and other areas, federal grants are putting in light bulbs that flicker and transfer data over power lines to the computers. And people are like, there's no way that's true. And then they look it up and they're like, wow, that's actually true. In fact, just type in, guys, light bulbs communicate with computers. And then you'll see it's been put in. The point is that all of this stuff has backdoor uses. And they are attacking us with it all. And it's become ubiquitous. It's perfect soft kill, plausible deniability, and it's all out of control. It's all out of control. And we need to reverse it. We've only got about 5 minutes left here before we go to the TSA whistleblowers. But I wanted to speak to you about other areas that you're focused on, because, you know, you're out there fighting Agenda 21. There's other folks fighting it. People are really starting to wake up to it. But I don't think they realize the full magnitude. I mean, here's a question. Why do you think CNBC has come out, the videos at InfoWars.com right now, people need to get this out to everybody, and said, yeah, foreign banks took us over. They run things. We are, quote, slaves to central banks. And then they have the guests all agree, yes, we're slaves, but that's best. I mean, why do you think it's coming out in the open right now?
Well, I think that right now everything is exploding as far as the information. I think that people are, the unfortunate thing, Alex, that I see, because I think we're all frustrated, we use this they're not awake theme, but I think that the poisons are now getting to the extent that people are really numbed down. We've got to get the American people off of the Illuminati poisoning. Absolutely every single commercial choice that we make to bring into our homes has a poisonous choice involved with it. And I can say that along with the frequencies, the overhead aerial spraying, many of the things that we cannot stop right now, we need to make immediate choices on our health. And I know you speak to that often. Fluoride, I know that we're running a number of different sites. We have toxicdrinkingwater.org. We have toxicsky.org. I have some excellent interviews up there on every site. We have flyers that people can print off. And we also have a great site. We bought a site into ICLEI, www.ICLEI.co, I-C-L-E-I. We've rebranded it. Instead of what they say it means, International Council for Local Environmental, we say it means International Criminal Law Eliminating Individuals. So we've got that up there, and it's also under stopthecrime.net. where we have the Cinemix flyers people can download with the ground up aborted baby fetuses that they're putting in our food supply and in our water. People need to know the level of the horrific, horrific toxins and ceremonial aspects of their sick agenda that they have on us. And the frequencies, get these smart meters off your homes. Understand in their documents, the NWO, New World Order exposed plans by insiders. They talk about all of this, the falsified science. They talk about the fact that they think we're stupid. We don't ask the right questions, therefore we're dumb. That they will create laws that will go forward with their agenda. They talk about voice-to-skull communication. This was back in 1969. No wonder no one listened to it. And in the 70s, there was an attack in Medford, Oregon. I found this article yesterday. People were committing suicide, and it was learned that there was frequencies being directed, beamed on these people, and it was coming in on their antenna in their homes. This is
now, I knew about that case, and we have bubonic plague released on U.S. citizens in New Mexico, U.S. troops killed by nerve gas. We have thousands of cases of foster kids radiated to death. This is the eugenics class. They're testing on us. Now people are committing suicide at record levels. They're drugging people. People are going in on TV everywhere into gibbering messes. People are eating people's faces off who are on the Prozac drugs. I mean, you're right. This is a full-on, total attack. Tyranny has always tried to take over and always fails in the end. Now they're using every science they've got to do it.
They know exactly what they are doing. And I can tell you that the utilities have signed on to UN Agenda 21. PG&E and Edison here in California are partnered up with ICLEI. So they have already signed off, and they're not operating under our state constitution. Their whole entire business model is under the guise to reduce our carbon footprint. Everyone that's listening, you check and see if your utility company is under the same lead as well. This is just an absolute takeover under the guise of false science. Also, there's no UL approval. That means that the underwriter's lab confirms that the meters have not been safety tested. They are raising fire concerns. We've had a number of fires. I want to throw this in quickly, Alex. Landlords that have multiple units, that have multiple meters on building walls, those units, you must disclose to your tenants that they are potentially hazardous, because those units are being bathed not only with the radiation from the meters, but also from what they call dirty electricity. Go on to our site. Understand that the intensified electricity that's bleeding onto our power lines into the walls of our homes actually, in a layman's terms, leaps off of the wires into our homes, into everything metal, our box spring mattresses, our metal glasses, women's underwear bras. Everything is becoming an antenna, and we are being radiated. So you must absolutely not allow these meters onto your homes. That is the first line of defense right now. Because as they continue to campaign for our takeover, they will know where you are in your home. They will require that you put in RFID chipped appliances, because they have infrequent bursts of delivery to our current appliances. They can take down our appliances now, and they know that. And
by the way, let me tell people when that actually happens. Whenever you have your cell phone by computers or electronics, and it's even off sometimes, you'll hear a ding, 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 ding. That is the admitted cell phone GPS ping. Also, when the government's been listening to me, my phone will turn on by itself, get red, I mean, get super hot. The power runs down real quick, and people are like, they're not listening. Oh, yeah, they call up and go, I was just listening to you talking to your wife. We're going to get you. Point is, they even do that occasionally. It's kind of fun. Gives me a lot of energy when they do that. It just confirms everything I'm doing is right. But, yes, this is real. This is all really happening. Here it is. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send codes and data. Here's another one. And again, I'm looking for the Associated Press article where it went in the police stations. All this stuff's like 2-3 years old, what I'm finding. I've been showing folks that are watching on TV. Just type in high-tech light bulbs, communicate with your computer. I mean, this is the total control grid. Thank you so much for spending time with us, Deborah. Look forward to speaking to you again in the future. RefuseSmartMeters.com. Find all the sites right there. Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking that info down, we've only got one TSA worker, I guess it says FI in Alaska. Is that correct? That's the person's name, Genesis? Okay, we're going to go to FI here in just a moment. Please stay there. You know, we'll just go to FI right now. I'm surprised we're not having more TSA whistleblowers, because I do have some TSA people say, look, we don't like what's happening when I fly. And then every time they want to grope somebody, they call in the special supervisor that does it. But the reason, if you just joined us, that I'm doing this with TSA folks that want to talk, and we'll do this some more later in the week, is the feds are saying they want to spy on TSA workers. Not even the feds, the bankers that hijacked the country, are saying that, you know, to make sure they're not leaking info or speaking out. It's your right to speak out. Now, let's go to FI in Alaska. FI, what's your take on all this? Bye? Okay, he dropped. So I don't know what happened with there. Maybe another day we'll be more successful. Or maybe if his phone cut out, 800-259-9231. I could open the phones up and say, callers from Russia, load them. Callers from Mexico, load them. Callers from Reykjavik, that's only 400,000 people, load the phone lines. Phone calls from South Africa. In fact, I'm going to do it right now. I have to give out the country code sometime. How about calls from Australia? What do you think of the announcement going to effect today that if you criticize carbon taxes, 1.1 million Australian fine, next jail time? What do you think of the announcement that you have no free speech in Australia? 800-259-9231. And that'll just be Australians that are calling on iPhones or computer phones, Vonage, whatever you call it, the IP phone there. I forget the country code, whatever, 800-259-9231. We'll talk to some Australians. I've never seen a group. I've called for calls from Antarctica before and gotten them from people down there at, what was it, McMurdo Weather Station or something. So that's how many listeners we've got. But TSA folks, I guess, are scared. 800-259-9231. A couple plugs here. I've done 2 hours and 45 minutes. Haven't really plugged anything. And that's how we fund ourselves. But more importantly, it's how you get weapons to wake up others. Talking about Agenda 21, Rosa Corey, we're going to get her back on this week. Short little 170-page book. Every city council needs to have this. Every police officer needs to have this. Every code enforcer needs to have this. The globalists are freaking out. They admit we're turning the tide and people are waking up en masse. It's all over the New York Times, you name it. This book, our work with Endgame, other things like that are having a big effect. Available at InfoWarsShop.com. Also, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, the book that woke me up. That's available at InfoWars.com. And Dreams of My Real Father, Joel Gilbert, a film showing what Obama's mother was reportedly into and who his real father is and how he's blackmailed. And some people say, well, wait, it's a communist conspiracy? I thought it's a banker conspiracy. The point is he came out of the communist. It was just one movement of the globalist, okay? But it's a very important film. It'll blow you away, and people are very, very excited about it. We have it discounted with the Free Citizen Rulebook when you order it at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com. And again, your purchase makes the broadcast possible. Rob in Rhode Island, who's a TSA worker. Rob, thank you for having the courage to call in. I know I bash the TSA itself. I'm talking about the system and the leaders of it, not you individually. I just get so desperate over the whole thing that I do kind of get mean, but I appreciate you having the courage to call in. Rob in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Tell us what you think about the TSA and what's happening.
Hi, Alex. How are you? Sorry, fine. I'm a little nervous down here today. Basically, what I want to bring to your attention is the fact that in the last week, we've had supervisors come out and say, we need to check bags of people that are at the airport picking passengers up. So, like, for instance, my supervisor had me go through a woman's diaper bag the other day. Now, the woman clearly had two children and was clearly there just to pick up her husband. But she's like, oh, there could be a bomb in there or something else.
So now they're going past the checkpoint. As they've said, they're going to start, this was in the news last week, expanding into the parking lot everywhere.
Correct. We're doing patrols in the parking lot with dogs. We're even going as far now as the train station, because the train station is connected to the airport here. And we have guys walking around the train station, walking around the rental cars. We're inspecting cars coming into the parking garage. I mean, we fully expanded. We're no longer just at the gate and just at the security checkpoint, Alex.
Now, I know a lot of people got into this early on as a good-paying job. Now it's incrementally got worse. I've seen statistics that over 80% of TSA workers don't want to do the groping. What effect is it having, all the criticism of what the TSA is doing?
Well, we have a lot of passengers now that, you know, as they're going through the checkpoint, they're saying, you know, please don't touch my junk and everything else. And I'll be honest with you, I work in the back end. I run the cameras and everything else. I'm not out touching people. And there's guys in the coffee room and everything else, and we all have a coalition together that we won't touch people in certain areas. But the problem is, as soon as a supervisor comes over and sees us not following procedures, you're out the door.
I was about to say, I saw a headline that they've been firing a bunch of people last week because they're refusing to really grab the junk hard. They, you know, oh, I'm okay, I'm going to go through the motions. They've caught them acting like they're doing a pat-down. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so, again, what they're doing is creating groups that will follow orders.
Correct. And basically, my job is to observe the rest of my fellow employees, and if they're not following the procedure to the line, I'm supposed to write them up, and you get two warnings, you're out the door. And we're actually getting guys that used to be former prisoners at the ACI and everything else that have certain issues and are not all there. They're psychopaths.
Oh, let me stop you. I saw that where they're not doing the full background check. You're telling me, as a TSA supervisor of TSA, did you say they're hiring prisoners?
Doing is, we have a program in the state of Rhode Island where we'll take prisoners that are out for nonviolent crimes and drug offenses and everything else, basically sociopaths, and we're putting them through the runaround. We're sending them to like a 10-day course and getting them out in uniform, out checking people.
This is huge breaking news. I knew that they were ignoring the background check and hiring defrocked priests and things.
It's worse than that. We're getting them right out of the ACI. We're getting them from the unemployment office, and they're telling us to screen the people, and the people that look competent, to put their application in one pile, and the other people that are willing, like on the power trip, put them in another pile and give them the chance.
So people that come in that are professional and aren't creeps, you're told don't hire them. Hire people with criminal records.
Correct.
Oh, man.
We have the quarry system up and everything else here, and we go right through them. And if they have a background and it's something like violence or abusing authority or power, we put them right in. We put them guys on the floor first day. Absolutely sickening.
No, I've wondered why I've had a few of them come up and get in my face, and I'm like, you really think you're intimidating me? Hold on, I got to talk to you some more. And we got more TSA people calling in. This is big news. I've got to get, wow. All right, the TSA whistleblower that called in earlier who got disconnected, we're going to go to Phi in Alaska here in a moment. But Rob, what he's saying has been confirmed. But they say, oh, it's a mistake. We hire felons and child molesters, to be TSA. But he's saying, no, this isn't an accident. Of course, all authoritarian. Hitler did it. Stalin did it. Mao did it. They hire criminals. And he's saying they're being told. Well, I mean, what do you say whenever they hire people that are violent criminals? This is no wonder they don't want whistleblowing, because that's illegal. I mean, there's terrorists everywhere that are going to kill us, but we need to hire criminals to be the TSA, 10 days of training, and then you say I saw it in the news, they're now in the parking lots.
Basically, 10 days of training, and even more than that, we'll get Iraq veterans, and I have nothing against veterans at all, but we'll get a lot of veterans that come back, and you know, they have post-traumatic stress and everything else, and they encourage us to hire them, too. It's all about the power trip, and it's all about, you know, having people bug their eyes out at the public and getting the public conditioned to the fact that the police state is coming.
So they, I mean, do they say bug your eyes out and act powerful?
Yeah, they tell us, you know, make sure you have your chest held high and stand nice and tall and make sure you eyeball people and make sure you let these people know that you're in charge, you're the power, you're the law.
Well, you saw the ad for Seattle. It said, we want you to be imperious. And imperious means arrogant and in your face.
Correct. And to take it a level deeper, too, I have friends that are in the National Guard down here. Past 3 weeks, they've been mobilizing armored personnel carriers, tanks, surface-to-air missile battery things from Otis Air Force Base to all over around the state of Rhode Island and up towards Air Mass and everything else. We've seen a lot of equipment moving around.
I know. It's total mobilization ahead of the American people, and it's a nightmare situation. Sir, could you write an email? We won't give out your, you know, your email address or anything, but could you write an email? I'll put you on hold and send it to one of my writers so we can do an article. And but you know, shall we just have some of the basics of what you're saying in a written?
Yeah, I could actually fax you some paperwork over or whatever and give you some documents. I mean,
let's do that. Guys, I always forget. What's the fax number? I'm always asking for it. And then, yeah, I don't think I even have a, I mean, I know we have fax numbers and it used to be on the wall over here, but I never give it out. We'll privately keep you on hold here. And then give you the back, you know, bat number email and give you a. Okay, let me just give it to him off air. In fact, just give it to me right now and then I'll give it to him off air. And again, this guy's got the right attitude. Stand up against this now. Don't just get cowed. I'm going to go to Fi here in a minute. Stay there, Fi. Rob. Guys, tell me that number again, one more time. Okay, I got that. I got that. Have we checked that number lately? Is that working? I mean, who gave you that? Well, who knows? It was on the board there. It may be to like Siberia or something. It might be to like Timbuktu for all I know. Got so many numbers hanging around here. It might be to the local radio station or something. Wow, that's amazing. I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your phone number. I'm going to have one of the reporters call you. And I just want to tell you, folks, showtips at InfoWars.com. TSA people, you don't have to commit crimes. And it is a crime. When people above you, they're involved in the crime, say, we want you to hire imperious criminal record thugs to get in people's faces. Absolutely, truly disgusting that this is happening. I am just reeling right now, absolutely blown away. Rob, before I put you on hold, I'm going to come back and talk to Fi. Anything else you'd like to add for folks out there?
I just ask the folks that they really need to wake up and they need to realize that, you know, time is short. And, you know, World War II is repeating itself. You know, we're right at the precipice of where Weimar Republic was. And if people don't wake up now, it's going to be too late.
Yeah, no, a bunch of criminal banks took over America. They're getting ready to absolutely have re-education camps.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're taking phone calls from TSA whistleblowers. Here on this Monday edition, and I just talked to a TSA guy, and he was saying what I already knew, that they're hiring criminals, but how it's all on purpose. They want brutal criminals, and his job is to watch them, and his National Guard buddies, you know, getting ready for martial law. It'll just make your head spin. We've got Fi, just going by an acronym, I guess, there in Alaska as a TSA worker. What'd you think of that last caller?
Good morning.
Yes, sir. You're on air. What'd you think of the last caller?
Well, he's right on the button. That's for damn sure. There's nothing that he didn't say that isn't so. And right here, being where I'm sitting right now, Fairbanks, Alaska, set up for 20,000 people with 20,000 coffins. There's other things such as the spraying going on where it's killed almost all of our birds and small plant, small animal life.
Up in Alaska, most of the seals are dying. The air traffic people, their hair's falling out. Radiation's gone up. But you say you're a TSA worker?
Yes.
Tell us your take on all this.
Well, I've sat there and I've watched this stuff happening. I've seen little kids, just like you've mentioned. I've seen mothers and fathers get hauled off to the back rooms, and it's just going crazy. I mean, this place is starting up here too. And there was one old man. He was 86 years old. He died here about a month ago. And he was telling me that when he was in the military service, he was stationed at Fort Richardson, Alaska. And he was in the USARAL support headquarters. He was working in there. Teletype came over back in the 60s, he said, and it was a birth of a baby. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It was a birth of a baby, and he got to see the actual footage after it was declassified on the base, and then it showed Obama being born in a Midway Island, and it showed a picture. He said, the old man said, he, like I say, he was 86 years old. It said he seen a picture of the mother walking through the door to a infirmary on Midway Island. He also said that in the film footage that Eisenhower had taken of the planes landing and taking off highly secure base, he said that the woman had refused a wheelchair ride to the infirmary, and she walked there to the infirmary, and it looked like she was a penguin, he said, walking. So I don't know if that has anything to do
with... I guess because the military in those areas would be marking down where U.S. citizens had kids out of the country so they would get their citizenship. I know that that goes on. I don't know why there'd be footage of it. But listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Very, very, very interesting phone call. I don't know what to say right now. Everything's driving me completely nuts. I mean, I've got CNBC video at Infowars.com. where they say, quote, we are absolutely slaves of central banks. And they have all the guests on there going, yes, bankers rule us. Foreign banks, but they're doing a good job, basically. And then I've got all these newscasts about, don't be alarmed by the army on the streets. Don't be alarmed. You know, everything's fine. I mean, I am living in la-la land right now. By the way, tonight on the nightly news, Watson's doing part of it. I'm doing the other part. I will announce the winner. Do we have that, the name of the article at Infowars.com? I will be announcing the winner of Phase 1 Obama Dictator Contest. And we've got a bunch of the finalists up at Infowars.com. Let me see if I can find where that's at. Since he told you earlier, can we find out again where that's at so I can tell people about it? Because I don't see it in the main sections. And real fast, I'll run out and get him and find out here. I'll find out. Top right-hand link, green link, green link.